Football on Off the Ball.
As I've mentioned before, it's only gave me a taste for more, whether that be with Ireland or with club football or whatever the case may be.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Dove Men Plus Care. Upgrade to Dove Men Advanced Deodorant and Body Wash. Let the confidence last.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack, and on the way, Leinster are back to full strength for the top of the table URC clash with the Bulls. Lewis Rees-Sammet is to enter the NFL right at the top, and Danny Kerr is to become a Baba for the first time and spurns the chance to move to France. First up today, Leinster have brought back the heavy artillery for their Good Friday meeting with the Vodacom Bulls at the RDS. 10 members of Ireland's Six Nations winning squad have been included in the starting 15, with another handful among the replacements. In all, there are 11 changes to the team that brushed aside Zebre in Parma last week, with Rob Russell, Jamie Osborne and captain Luke McGrath among the backs. Ross Maloney is the only forward retained. So, Leinster will line out with Jordan Larmour at full back. Russell and James Lowe are on the wings. Osborne is this week partnered by Robbie Henshaw in the centre. Harry Byrne starts at out half. Luke McGrath captains the team from scrum half. It's a front row of Keane Healy, Ronan Kelleher and Michael Ala'ala'toa. Joe McCarthy returns to partner Ross Maloney in the second row. And it's an all-new back row then of Ryan Baird at blindside flanker, Josh Van der Fleer on the open and Jack Conan named at number 8. The replacements for Leinster tomorrow are Dan Sheehan, Michael Milne, Tyke Furlong, Jason Jenkins and Caelan Doris covering the forwards. Covering the backs are Jemison Gibson-Park, Ross Byrne and Liam Turner. Leinster head coach Leo Cullen has warned though that the Bulls are similarly stacked with international pedigree. Indeed, three members of the Springbok World Cup winning squad are included in their starting 15, as is former Ulster back rower Marcel Coetzee. They will start with Vili Leroux at full back. Kirtley Arenza and Devon Williams are their wingers. Kanan Moody and David Creel are in the centre. Johan Goosen starts at out half. Scrum half tomorrow is Emrose Papier. It's a front row of Gerhard Steenekamp, Acker van der Merwe and Wilco Love. It's Ruan Vermark and Ruan Norche in the second row. Marco van Staden, Erlig Lowe and Marcel Coetzee make up their back row. Bulls director of rugby though, Jake White, is aware of the task at hand for his sides tomorrow.
As I said, they probably got more test matches individually than our players have got URC games. And that just tells you something, you know. And those tests haven't, you know, they've all been against Tier 1 nations. They've been in World Cups. So when you look at, you know, you look at their team, they, you know, not many club teams have so many international players to their disposal and or at their disposal. And they're very good players. I mean, we're talking about a guy like Josh van der Fleer, who was voted as the best player in the tournament last year, you know. So, yeah, it's Stormers is one kind of battle, and it's one kind of strategy you have to get. I think there's a lot more questions that are going to get asked by this team based on the fact that they've got so much more experience internationally.
And White has been outlining how they can disrupt Leinster.
I suppose the one thing that comes up is stopping them from playing with rhythm. That would be sums up everything. I think they got, you know, whether it's stopping them at source, whether it's a set piece or whether it's getting in amongst them in multi-phase, I think it's just basically breaking up the rhythm of the game. That would be, for me, the key area of whether we're going to be successful tomorrow or not. And I know that encapsulates a lot of other things, but I just think generally they're a team that are very, very good once they get rhythm and momentum. And they get, you know, they get flow in their game. So I think all the departments of the game are important for us to try and close down that space and understand that they can't get any rhythm.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Dove Men Plus Care. Upgrades to Dove Men Advanced Deodorant and Body Wash. Let the confidence last. Lewis Rees-Sammet appears to be entering the NFL right at the top. Multiple reports today say the Wales winger is to join the reigning Super Bowl champions, the Kansas City Chiefs, as a running back / wide receiver. Rees-Sammet has been part of this year's NFL International Player Pathway program, along with kicking hopefuls Rory Beggin, Charlie Smith and Mark Jackson. The 23-year-old visited the Chiefs earlier this week after similar stops with the New York Jets, Cleveland Browns and Denver Broncos. However, notions Rees-Sammet will just walk onto the Chiefs setup need to be tempered somewhat. Preseason squads can carry as many as 90 players, which must be trimmed down to 53 for the season proper. He'll be part of a rookie training camp in May before team activities resume properly at the end of May and start of June. What seems likely is that Reece Samet will be, form permitting, part of the practice squad, which in being expanded to 17 allows for an international player. Two practice squad players a week can be called up to train with the main 53-man roster. So while there is natural excitement at Reece Samet's signing, he will be given ample time to prove his worth to the Chiefs. Finally, Danny Kerr looks set to shun the chance to move to France. Reports earlier this week linked the Harlequin scrum half with a potential move to Perpignan. Bayonne were another club interested in Kerr's signature, but the 37-year-old now looks set to sign a one-year extension with Quinns. Kerr only this week confirmed his international retirement after 101 England appearances. However, he's to return to Twickenham as soon as June. It's been confirmed he'll be part of the Barbarian squad to play Fiji there on June 22nd. Coached by Robbie Deans, it'll be a Baba squad that includes Kerr's former England teammates Ben Youngs, Zach Mercer and Jonathan Joseph. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday free of charge. As it's Good Friday tomorrow and indeed Easter over the weekend, it'll be Tuesday before I'm back with more Rugby Daily. But thanks for listening and hope you all have a brilliant Easter and brilliant weekend.